It's Central Time. I'm Rob Fair.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we give you a history of the state's voter ID law and tell you what you need to vote in this year's presidential election.
First, after more than a year-long downturn for the frac sand industry in Wisconsin, two previously closed operations in the Chippewa Valley have resumed operations.
Earlier this year, a number of mines across the state suspended operations in response to falling demand for frac sand. The closures resulted in a string of layoffs. Now, with the two facilities reopening, some are wondering if the frac sand industry is rebounding and if other mines will follow suit.
Rich Kramer joins us now. He's WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. He covers the state's frac sand industry. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be on the show again.
Well, before we get into the big picture of the industry, tell us about what's happening in the Eau Claire and Menominee areas with these two frac sand mines resuming at least some of their operations.
Yeah, two plants, one in Augusta, which is south of Eau Claire, that's owned by High Crush Proppants, a Texas-based company. That has opened up, I'm told. I couldn't get any confirmation from the company itself, but I spoke with the state's Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association, and they were the ones that told me that that plant has reopened. In Menominee, which is to the west of Eau Claire, there is Fairmont Santrol, which is, this sand plant has been in operation for a while in Menominee, but they shut down again, along with High Crush and many other companies in the downturn that started in late 2015 and this year. So we've got two plants opening up. The Fairmont Santrol plant is only going to what's called a one shift, so they're only bringing seven employees back, and they're, I'm told, not even focusing strictly on sand that's used in oil and natural gas drilling. They're going to be focusing on recreational products, industrial products. These companies also supply sand for things like foundries, which use the sand to make molds for casting metals, also for golf courses, beach sand, you name it.
Right. The thing that led to this big boom in sand mining in Wisconsin was fracking. This sand is used as part of what it takes to get the oil or natural gas out of the ground, in effect, right?
Right. The sand is basically, think of it, a grain of sand as a little tiny car jack. So they blast a lot of water and chemicals into the ground after they drill a hole. It cracks apart, makes little fissures in the rock and shale, especially. And then the sand grains wedge their way into the shale and prop it open so that you can get the hydrocarbons out.
When we first started talking to you, Rich, on this show about frac sand, it was in the midst of a boom. How big did this get in Wisconsin at its peak?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, anyone that lives in western Wisconsin saw a lot of these companies opening up. Counties were really inundated. So the demand for frac sand skyrocketed between 2011 and 2014. This is when U.S. oil drillers were going wild in places like North Dakota, Texas, over in Pennsylvania. They were drilling. Oil prices were high. They were over $100 a barrel at times, but on average, right around $100 a barrel. So that meant they needed all the sand they could get, and we really were kind of racing to catch up to the demand. And then once that hit equilibrium, then oil prices crashed.
Talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about frac sand mining in Wisconsin with a couple of previously closed operations getting back into business. And Rich, yeah, where are we before these two new plants? Where are we now? As you say, the prices came down, the market stabilized. People weren't as interested in this Wisconsin sand anymore.
Right. Well, there's still drilling going on in the U.S., but far fewer exploratory wells are being drilled. So the demand for sand just kind of fell off the charts at the beginning of this year and towards the end of 2015. A lot of companies shut down their plants or idled them. They're just going to wait until better times come along. So Fairmont Santrol, they announced that they had laid off 55 employees. U.S. Silica laid off 30 employees at a plant near Sparta. There's a company, Unimin, that laid off 65 employees at Tunnel City. They announced that they were hiring those folks back, though. It was kind of an interesting turn there. But also Superior Silica laid off 69 employees. So we're still, by no means are we recovering, but what I'm hearing from some of these folks at these companies is that they're seeing optimistic trends. So There's more sand being used in each of these wells. They found out, drillers have found out that if they put millions and millions of tons of sand into one well, they can get more oil. So they're becoming more efficient. There's still demand, but there's not the kind of demand we saw in 2014. And that, there's still questions of what is normal for this industry, because 2014 was by no means normal.
And Rich, as you've reported, this whole industry is seen as a double-edged sword. Some people are excited about the economic opportunity, the jobs. Other people are worried about the environmental and health impacts. Can you talk about some of the concerns and protests against frac sand mining?
Absolutely. There was a lot of protests. I mean, part of the protest and the anger and confusion and concerns about industrial sand mining or frac sand mining was that you had an industry that went from maybe 10 facilities in 2008 to more than 100 in 2014. I mean, it just grew so fast, and a lot of local governments weren't prepared for it. Concerns that people had, number one, if you're living in the country, you've had a pretty peaceful existence out there, well then, an industrial facility that operates 24 hours a day moves next door, so that caused some anger. There's also people that are still very worried about health concerns from dust blowing from these sand mines, and now the DNR is looking into groundwater. There's parts of the sandstone that these companies are interested down in Trempealeau County and even La Crosse County, where there's questions about heavy metals in the sand. So they're wondering if the mining will expose that to air and then cause basically acid mine drainage.
As we wrap up, Rich, those arguments are not done yet for sure. You said there was optimism in the industry that it might be bouncing back some. We look at these two mines that you just reported on coming back into business. Are people saying, yeah, this is the beginning of something big again, or is this just a momentary fluctuation?
It's hard to say, but analysts have been telling me that they expect the market to start coming back in 2016 and to see a lot better recovery, a lot better prices and demand in 2017. Right now, oil is still right around $40 a barrel. I've been told that once oil hits $60 a barrel, these oil and gas drillers will start doing their thing again to a much greater extent. Therefore, they'll need more sand.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter in Eau Claire, where he covers the state's frac sand industry.